you learn more from the ordinary people than you do from the government. I mean, I could go to see the government officials. I know what they're going to say. I can say it better than they can. I've been investing around the world and going around the world for a long time. So where you're going to really find out what's going on in the world is to see the world close to the ground and talk to ordinary people. You cross a border and you're going to find out more about the country than if you fly into an international airport and go through customs and immigration. Because millions of people do that, but cross the border out in the jungle, cross the border in the desert, and then you're going to find out what's really happening. Well, I've been in China many times. I was in Hamiz the first time I drove across China, and they didn't have many hotels in those days. And I went to the hotel, and my pillow was very hard, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I realized it was a bag of rice. They gave me a bag of rice for a pillow, because then I realized there were no tourists in China. Nobody traveled in China. And so that's when I realized the great opportunities that existed in China as it continued to open up, because there was no tourism. And that's why I now know there are fabulous opportunities for tourism in China. The things that are going to come out of this unimpaired is where you should have your money. And the main thing that I know of is going to be commodities. Most companies and most, especially financial companies, are being damaged now. And they're not going to be great stocks. Coming out of it, the thing with the fundamentals have not been impaired. Agriculture, water treatment, tourism in China, things like that. Oh, I have no idea what kind of returns you can expect. I think all commodities will do well. All have been beaten down right now. Well, I don't know. I covered a lot of shorts on Thursday. I've been covering shorts. When you have a panic like this, it nearly always means you should be buying. Who knows? I think even if there's a rally from here, but maybe a bottom is being formed, but I don't think it's the bottom yet. I think it was learned a great lesson. Save your money. Invest, save a lot. Invest wisely and do a lot of foolish things. Your government has not printed a lot of money and doesn't seem to be printing money. And so far, from everything I can see, your government's been doing the right thing. Now, Singapore is going to be affected by all of this, but Singapore's got more foreign currency reserves per capita than any country in the world that I know of. The last country standing is going to be Singapore. A new stock market in Cambodia, which should start next year if it's on schedule. It may be good, do good things for Cambodia. I'm optimistic about Cambodia. Myanmar is another place where there are magnificent opportunities. It is changing. Places that have the best opportunities are probably the ones that haven't been exploited yet. Myanmar, Cambodia, North Korea, that's starting to open up slowly. That's where you'll find the best opportunities going forward.